President Bush traveled to Camp Lejeune in North Carolina today, where he met with family members of those killed in the course of Operation Iraqi Freedom. It was his first face-to-face meeting with relatives of those who died during the war. Earlier in the day, the president spoke to a crowd of thousands of people at the camp's Marine base. Mr. Bush gave an upbeat assessment of the fighting and looked ahead as U.S. forces approach Baghdad. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president, and he has this report.
This visit to Camp Lejeune marks President Bush's third visit to a military facility since the start of the war just over 2 weeks ago. Standing in bright sunshine on a newly constructed wooden stage at one end of the parade grounds, the president looked out over a sea of Marines dressed in camouflage fatigues.
There's no finer sight, no finer sight, than to see 12,000 United States Marines and corpsmen unless you happen to be a member of the Iraqi Republican Guard.
In a very upbeat assessment of the war, the president said the U.S. military has performed brilliantly. It seemed a response to the criticism of the war plan by some commanders on the ground in Iraq and in the media by military analysts, many of them retired generals. Mr. Bush described as heroic the actions of U.S. forces in Iraq.
A vice is closing, and the days of a brutal regime are coming to an end.
This crowd also included thousands of members of military families. Moms held small children aloft, helping them get a glimpse of the president, who also came here to talk of sacrifice. So far in Iraq, more than 50 U.S. troops have been killed. 13 of those were based at Camp Lejeune.
Camp Lejeune has lost some good Marines. Every person who dies in the line of duty leaves a family that lives in grief. Every Marine who dies in the line of duty leaves comrades who mourn their loss.
Later, the president spent time with about 20 people, all of whom have lost a family member in Iraq. That meeting was closed. As the president wrapped up his speech, he also pledged that the U.S. will finish what it has started. Among those watching the president from the crowd was Mary Hoffey, whose husband is with the Marines in Iraq. She was joined by her twin 15-year-old sons. All three were dressed in red, white, and blue from head to toe.
I think most of the wives, we're trying not to focus so much on the news because we're worried about our husbands. We're trying to just kind of focus on our everyday, day-to-day life things that we got to take care of. And we want them home and we want it over.
Hoffey said she was pleased with the president's optimism, but for all the families here, the question, when will the war end, is yet to be answered. Don Gagne, NPR News, Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.